Now, every year, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we have a little testimonial service. The scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we'll give you an opportunity tonight to do that, if you desire to do that. If nobody has any word of Thanksgiving to give tonight, we'll just go to the house. So we haven't primed the pump, but I'm guessing there are several of you that would like to give thanks to the Lord before your church family tonight, and we want to give you that opportunity tonight. Here are the ground rules going back decades. The pastor holds on to the mic. If you try to reach out for it, you'll have to pry it out of my fingers. Good luck at that. Number next, in order to give everybody time to who wants to speak, 2 minutes max. Try to keep it at 2 minutes. You can do that? Number next, we don't trash anybody. We don't attack anybody. We don't put down some other group, some other person, some other organization. If you do, I'll pull the mic away. Having said that, who'll be first? I'm looking on this side of the room, right here, Money. Money be first. And when I put the mic before you, would you tell everybody your name?
Monty O'Kelly. I'm the guitar player without the mullet. <That's for sure. laughs> I'm thankful tonight for this wonderful church and for my pastor, my brothers and sisters around me. I'm thankful for my family, my godly children who love Jesus, my precious wife, who pours into the ladies here. I never want to take it for granted. I'm just very grateful for her and for my family. I'm grateful for my job. Thankful for that. The Lord sends me into some pretty dark places, but I like to think that when I travel around this country with my job, that I'm the lighthouse for Christ.
Thank you. That's a good word. Who'll be next? Over on this side of the room. Here we go. I'm coming your way.
Well, I'm John Morgan, and I just want to give God the thanks for our church family and for a faithful God. About a year ago, our daughter told us that she was pregnant, and about a week later, she called and said, pick a number between 1 and 6, and I said 2 as quick as I could, and she said, no, 4, and I thought, child, do you know what you've gotten yourself into? But God is faithful, and all the things that this dad can imagine that could go wrong didn't. And God is blessed because of your prayers and his faithfulness and your giving. All the babies are healthy. 13 pounds is the heaviest one, and almost 12 pounds is the lightest one 6 months later. So we have one other praise. Our daughter Faith has a foster child who's 5 years old who we're going to get to meet next week. So thank you for your investment in the Morgan family. Thank you for your faithfulness.
Amen. What a great word. Okay, who'll be next? Meet me halfway, Mark. We missed you in the choir tonight. Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a solo later. I'm Mark McVeigh, and in the last 12 months, the Lord has given us a godly son-in-law for our youngest daughter, Mary, and 3 new grandchildren. So I praise the Lord for that.
Come on, that's great. Only those of us who are grandparents can appreciate how good that is. Who'll be next? All right, Gail, meet me between here and there.
Okay, like the song that Becky was singing to us.
Tell us your name, Gail.
Sorry, I'm Gail Gillum. Like the song that Becky was singing, for about the past 3 years, we've been going through the fire and the flood and the valley. But I just praise God for this church, for godly staff that I know prays for us weekly, and our wonderful Sunday school class that prays for us, many of them, every day. And also, most importantly, I praise my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his blessings upon us. And I just want to read from Isaiah. Shout to joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, burst into song, O mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. And he does. He's so faithful.
Thank Amen. Thank you for sharing.
My name is Rosemary Tyson. 30 years ago, the path that God chose to take us from Athens to Auburn led us 7 years in Enterprise, Alabama, where we met a very special young lady named Melissa Davis. Melissa came to Auburn shortly after we did, and here she met a very fine young man who became one of our very first seminary interns, and they got married. Their first child was a sweet girl named Elizabeth. Elizabeth was like her father. She was very studious, and she won a full scholarship to Auburn University. And since August, Elizabeth has been our dwelling daughter. We give God praise for the opportunity. We know that this was not happenstance. We knew that God was leading through all these situations in this time for this to come about, and we thank him for that. When we were in Enterprise, we first met Wheeler and Marie Foshi, and Wheeler and Marie kept saying, Lakeview Baptist Church, Lakeview Baptist Church is such a great church. And I thought, well, we've been a lot of churches before, and they're all pretty much the same. But when we got here, we found out what a special place Lakeview Baptist Church was and how much it has meant to us and the blessings that God has given us through our Sunday school class and through this church. And we give him the praise.
That's a good word. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work, Wheeler. Someone else? Okay. Charles?
When you get old, it's a real blessing when you get a special phone call. Oh, I'm Charles Gillum. A few weeks ago, our phone rang on Saturday morning, and I ran in and answered it. And it was my grandson, James. He's 7 years old. And he said, Papa, I want you to know Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And it was such a blessing. And this past week, we were over in Mississippi and saw him baptized. It was such a blessing.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Charles. It is a blessing. Who'll be next? I'm coming your way.
One knee replaced and one needs to be. Lane Messer. I was saved when I was about 13. And I've lived a godly life, I thought. But I think I was like Jackie this morning. I knew God in my head, not in my heart. But when I started coming to Lakeview, I found what God is really about. These women in these Bible studies have taught me so much that I had missed out on in just going to church. So if you're just going to church, you need to get involved. You need to be doing more. God is talking to you. You're just not listening. Because that was my problem. I didn't have the ears open. But thank you, Lakeview. You have opened up my ears and my heart. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you, Lane. Who'll be next? Over on this side of the room. Okay, why don't you meet me halfway?
I'm Susan Shirley, and I just wanted to say I'm thankful to the Lord for Lakeview because this afternoon we were watching something about revival and awakening in some of the British Isles. It was on YouTube, and it was a British pastor. It was actually saw what happened as God moved supernaturally among the people, and they got saved. It was just really amazing. And it just encourages my heart to know we're fixing to do, of course, all the meetings after Christmas, that God is still real and that in every generation he can have an awakening and things can be changed dramatically. And I thank you for that.
Good. We are praying that the Lord will do here something far beyond our ability to think or hope or imagine. Someone else on this side of the room? I don't want to prematurely stop our opportunity to share testimony, but I don't want to just linger or make somebody feel like they need to speak to help my feelings. It won't hurt my feelings at all if we're done. Okay, Walker and Melly, you got a, where are you? Somewhere in the room, you need to go get a baby? We'll wait for you, and I'll just say a few words while you go fetch your newborn. Y'all know that word, fetch? That's a Lower Alabama word. Well, these are, as you've heard me say quite a bit lately, these are serious times. And in recent days, we've been reminded how serious these times are with the attacks in Mali, in France, in Egypt. It's no time to fear. If you fear God, you don't have to fear men or the enemy. We're going to press on until the Lord calls us home. I don't know of anybody I'd rather live through the last days with in the Lakeview Church family. I tell you that. It is a great delight for me to be your pastor. I thank God over and over and over for the privilege to be your under shepherd, speak the word to you week in and week out. Your hunger for the word of God is an encouragement to me and a blessing to me. Now, Walker, come on up here, buddy. You got some family here. Looks like maybe some grandparents and cousins. I don't know who all's back there, but we typically do. And is it Elizabeth Jane? I'm trying to remember what I was told. We're going to have Elizabeth Jane and her mom come here just a bit. Well, here comes grandfather. Next Sunday, you shall not bear false witness. Next Sunday night, Ranjit David will be our preacher. Ranjit David was a very active Lakeview member during his days as a student here at Auburn University. From there, he went to the Dallas Theological Seminary, where he was chosen the outstanding preacher in his graduating class and was elected to preach in chapel. Not many students get to preach in seminary chapel. He went back to his home country of India, and now he is a pastor there in New Delhi, and he's going to be our preacher next Sunday night. You want to say something, Walker? You just get to stand up here with me. It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? Be put on the spot like this. Uh-oh, here comes Granddad.
You said family members. I used to be a family member here.
Oh, I'll hold the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about that. My name is Bancroft Hall, and I live in Muscle Shoals right now. And anyway, of course, we're here for the dedication tonight, but Jane and I were a member back in about 65 and 67, I think.
At Lakeview?
At Lakeview, yes.
I support my time.
Yeah, well, anyway, we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary this year, and so I'm thankful for Jane for being faithful to me and loving and supportive, and I'm thankful for Walker and Melanie for producing us three beautiful little girls and got a little boy on the way, granddaughters and grandson. So, but if it wasn't for the Lord, we would not still be together, because I was saved about 43 years ago. Jane and I were separated because of my drinking drugs and living like the devil. But someone shared with me the Roman road of salvation. I'd accepted Christ as my Savior. He made me a new creature in Christ, and we got back together. And then Walker came along about a year later. So if it wasn't for the Lord, none of this would be happening tonight. Praise God.
Thank you for sharing that with us. We're glad you just came on up. All right, this is Walker and Melanie Hall. They've been here a while. I don't know, quite a few years. We don't want them to move away. And this is Elizabeth Jane, and they come tonight to stand before their church body, their church family, and in the presence of the Lord to recommit themselves to rear this little one in the ways of God. And is that your desire?
Yes,
I know it is. And so I'm going to ask you to just agree with me as I lay my hands on this family and pray for them. Would you do that? Our God and our Father, we thank you for blessing Walker and Melanie with little Elizabeth Jane. You are good to give to this couple, this daughter. And we pray for this mom and dad that you might grant them wisdom and grace to be the kind of mom and dad that this little one needs, to rear her in the ways of the Lord, to point her to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is mighty to save. And Father, we agree tonight for little Elizabeth Jane. The very first day she comes to understand that she's a sinner in need of a Savior, that day she would repent and believe. And from that day forward, she would walk with the Lord Jesus in holiness, in purity, in humility, in obedience with the glory of His name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And God bless you. Yep. You can have a seat. Jeff, we're going to sing the closing song, whatever that might be. Let's just sing the doxology. Can we do that? Let's join hands across the aisle and sing the doxology.
All blessings flow, praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
God bless you.